The Rambam tells us towards the end of Hilchos Chanukah, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. The Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is very, very beloved. It's very special. V'tzarach Adam Lehizar Ba. A person has to be so careful with Neiris Chanukah. Kidei Lahodia Hanes, to make, help the Nes known. Ula Hosif B'Shevach HaKel V'Hodoyalo, to be Mosif through the lighting of the candles. Hodah Nakar V'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ala Nisim Sh'asolanu, on the Nisim that he performed for us in the days of Chanukah. The Nes of the Milchama, the Nes of the Pach Shemen. Afilu Ein Lama Yochal. The Rambam codifies a halacha. Even if you don't have what to eat, you have to sell your shirt off your back. The post can discuss where does the Rambam get that from, but it's very chaviv. And the question that all the mefarshim ask is, what makes this so chaviv? Many mitzvahs are chaviv. Matzah is chaviv. Lulav is chaviv. Megillah is chaviv. What makes Neiris Chanukah mitzvah chavivihi an ma'od? A very unusual lashon in the language of the Rambam. And the Rambam is not the only one to use this. Tosfos in Maseches Sukkah notes that there's an unusual halacha when it comes to Neiris Chanukah. Let's say I'm not planning on lighting. I'm in the airport, and I'm not going to light, and I'm not going to light later, and nobody's lighting for me at home, and I happen to see a chanukiah, a menorah in the window. What's the halacha? Birchas haroeh. You make a bracha, sha'asa nisim lavoseinu. Make a bracha when you see the Neiris Chanukah. Unheard of in any other chefsa shel mitzvah. If I'm not eating matzah, I'm allergic to all grain. I'm going to watch everybody else eat matzah. You don't make a bracha when you see the matzah. You don't make a bracha when you see everybody shaking a lulav and esrog. This is the only one, Birchas HaRoeh on a Chefza Shal Mitzvah, when it's being fulfilled as the mitzvah. And why is this? Tosfos in Maseches Sukkah says, because it's Chaviv. Because same word, same adjective that the Rambam used, because it's Chaviv, that's why you make it Birchas HaRoeh. And again, we ask, what is it about Chaviv? What makes it so special and unique? Two ideas that many are familiar with, but we'll just put it into this context. The Pnei Yeshua has a famous question. It's known as the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, even though others ask it too. And that is, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us about the Nes of the Pach Shemen, that they couldn't, the Yevanim or Metame, all of the oils, and they finally found, and according to Tosfos, they searched in the ground, and they finally found one cruse of oil that was tahar. And asked the Pnei Yeshua, why'd they have to work so hard for? And why did Hashem perform the Nes for them anyway? They could have done the Avodah without tahar oil, tumah hutra betzibur, tumah dechuyah betzibur, whatever one holds, but tumah is pushed aside when it comes to the tzibur. If most of the Jewish people are tameh, the nasi died erev Pesach, and everybody had to go to the levaya. So you bring the Karan Pesach even betumah. So too, if the only oil you have is tameh, so why can't you just use that? Why can't you just use that oil? What do you even need the nase for? What were they looking so hard for? That's the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. Many answers. We'll mention two in the context of Chaviv. Says the Pnei Yeshua himself, you're right, we didn't need the Nes. We didn't need the Nes. We could have used the Tamei oil. But Hashem did the Nes for us anyway to show that He loves us, to show His Chiba, His love for Am Yisrael. He did a Nes that we didn't even need to show that He's close by and He's near. Because after all, what were the Yevanim trying to do? What was their essence? They weren't primarily trying to kill us. Primarily, they were trying to spiritually destroy us. There's nothing special about Am Yisrael. You can have your Beis HaMikdash. We'll make a couple of breaks in the Beis HaMikdash. We'll be metame everything in the Beis HaMikdash. There's no special connection. The mitzvos that they targeted were the mitzvos about the covenant between us and Am Yisrael. Bris Milah and Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. And what they write, they said we had a gzeira, we had a write on the keren, on the horn of our shvarim, the Talmudic bumper stickers. We had a write, kisvul keren ashar, ein lano chelek b'elokei Yisrael. There's nothing special. There's no special connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Hashem does a nes for us, unneeded, to show and to give us the feeling that I'm with you, I'm close to you. And this Shabbos also, Parshas Vayeshev, Shabbos Chanukah, same message of Chaim Shmulevitz says, was given to Yosef. Yosef was sold by his brothers. Maybe he thought his father was even in on it. And what happens? He goes and he's sold to an Ishmaelite caravan. Ugemalehem nosim nachos sariv alot hahochim lord mitzrayma. And it's carrying all these wonderful smelling spices. Ask Rashi. Lama pirsa makasav es masa'am. What do we have to know what they were carrying? Whatever they were carrying. It was a bunch of Arab merchants going down to Mitzrayim. Lohodia matan scharen shel tzadikim. Shein darkam shel arviim laseis ela neft v'itron. Sharechan ra. Usually, what do they carry? Foul-smelling items. Itron. Right? Some say you can't even use that for a neighbor Shabbos because you're going to walk out. V'lazen izdamnu b'samim. Shelo yuzak me'reach ra. Ask Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Yosef really needed this. He's sold. He's alone in the world. What, a little spices is going to make him feel better? Says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that's exactly the point. Hashem says, I'm giving you a little, it's unusual, it's miraculous that the Arab caravan smells good. Yeah, Yosef, I'm with you. Yosef, don't give up, don't have Yeush. Am Yisrael, don't have Yeush. That's the Bnei Yeshua's answer why we needed the Nes. And especially this year Hanukkah, after 8-9 months, where every single person in the world, every single person in Am Yisrael has had their own challenges, be it personal, be it financial, be it psychological, be it theological. We've all had challenges. Hanukkah is there to tell us Hashem is with us. Hanukkah is there to remind us that Hashem is always close to us. Even if we can't see Him, He's Meitzitz. Meitzitz ben acharakin. That's answer number one. And that's what makes it so chaviv. Chaviv ad ma'od, because it reflects and we symbolize and remember a nes that we didn't even need, but Hashem does it because He loves us. A second idea is suggested by a couple of the achronim, Rav Shlomo Kluger, Rav Yosef Engel, who say that no, against the Pnei Yeshua. We needed the nes. We needed the nes. What do we need the nes? Tum hucha betzibur, tum hucha betzibur. We could use tummy oil anyway, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, no. You could only use tummy if it's within the daily functioning. And one day, everything's tummy, okay. But you can't start off on the wrong foot. You can't start off, you can't begin with a bidyeved, relying on a kula. Here they're restarting the Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash, the Chanukah of the Mizbeach. Restarting has to be pure. Beginnings have to be pure. And that's the message of Hanukkah, that beginnings have to be pure. Hashem loves beginnings. Zacharti l'chesed ne'urayich, He remembers at the beginning was pure. That sets the stage for everything afterwards. The goal of life is to try to feel beginnings every moment and every day of our lives. Asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, b'chol yom yiyu b'necha kachadashim. We have to feel that we just got the Torah. We have to feel that every day is Ma'amad Har Sinai. Right? One of the reasons the Kol Yakar says, why doesn't it say in the Torah, Shebechsav, that Shvuas, that Vav Sivan is Yom Matan Torah, 50 days after Pesach. The Torah just says you have a holiday. Why doesn't it say it? Because every day has to feel like Kabbalah Satorah. When we wake up in the morning, Hashem created the world with beginnings. Right? We have to think about it. Hashem could have created the world as one long day. We're born, that's it. That's it. We woke up on the wrong side of life. Right, not just one morning. Hashem puts into the Bria every 24 hours a new beginning and a new beginning because He wants us to feel every day is a new beginning and therefore every day should be pure and strong, just like Hanukkah symbolizes beginnings are strong and pure. Hashem performed a nes to give us that message. Recognize, remember the power of a beginning. Opening day, every day, should be looked at as opening day, psyched, on fire to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's never been a day like this, like today, in the history of the world. And there's never going to be another one. Every single day is unique and special. And every day has to feel like a beginning, and beginnings have to be strong. And that's the second message of Hanukkah, and that's also maybe why it's Chaviv. Chaviv and Ad Ba'od, because it reminds us to look at life as you, b'necha kachadashim, it should be new. And new has to be strong and lechatchila and not to rely on b'dievitz. So we should all be zochet to have a wonderful Hanukkah, mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'od, to remember the messages of Hashem is close to us even in this challenging time. And every day is the beginning of the rest of our life. And we have to look at it as such. Chanukah sameach to all.